Gospel of Mark, if you have your Bibles. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 15. I've tried to look for several weeks on the thought, and I guess most of those, if I guess all of those, have been out of the Old Testament, where we've looked at "My name is." But this morning, the Lord has drawn my heart to this particular passage, and I want to point our attention here to the 15th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. We'll begin reading in verse number 1, the Gospel of Mark chapter 15 and verse number 1. The scripture says, "And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, 'Art thou the king of the Jews?' And he answering said unto him, 'Thou sayest it.' The chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, 'Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee.' But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And he and the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, 'Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews?' For he knew that the chief priest had delivered him for envy. But the chief priest moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again to them, 'What will ye then that I should do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews?' And they cried out again, 'Crucify him.' Then Pilate said unto them, 'Why, what evil hath he done?' And they cried out the more exceeding, 'Crucify him.' And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified." I'll stop reading there for the sake of time. As you know, these last several weeks we've preached on this thought of "My name is." We've looked at several instances in the Old Testament where Scripture likens these Old Testament characters, individuals, to us. We see ourselves in them. And every time you're looking for yourself in Scripture, anytime we're trying to find out who we are, we're always going to look for the one who is in need. The one who, without Christ or without God, would have just been in a mess. And God Himself is always the hero. And as we come to this New Testament passage, we see, probably like none other place in Scripture, it painted so vividly for us who we are in this text. And I want to preach this morning for a few minutes on this thought: "My name is Barabbas." My name is Barabbas. And you'll find this individual mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 15 through 26. He's mentioned in Luke 23, 18 through 25. He's mentioned in John 18, 39 and 40, and then he's mentioned right here in Mark chapter number 15. I want to notice several things about this man named Barabbas and how it is that you and I identify so well with him. First of all, notice with me his prison. He is in a prison. He is bound up in prison. And in those days, it could have just been a prison outside right there in the city. It could have been that he was in a deep dungeon. Many writers believe that's where he was. But nonetheless, he was bound up in his sin. In
all four Gospels, it is mentioned that he has sinned. In one place, it calls him a robber. Here in Matthew 15, it says he is bound up because of his insurrection, which means that he, along with others, had tried to overthrow the government there in Rome. And here in Mark's Gospel, it mentions to us that he is a murderer. And so for that reason, he is in prison. He is bound up. And as he is there, we notice that his name is Barabbas. And we see throughout the Scripture that oftentimes their name carried great significance about who they were. This name Barabbas, Bar means son of, Abbas means father. And he is just simply the son of a father. Most writers believe that that just gives a notation to his manhood. The fact that he is, in all that he is a human. And he, because of his humanity, is a sinner. He is not just a sinner by nature, but he is a sinner by choice. And because of his sin, because of his insurrection, because of his murder, he has been put into prison. Now, I remind you that my name is Barabbas. Your name is Barabbas. You are a sinner by nature. You are a sinner by choice. And because of that, you and I, in our sin, are bound in the prison and bondage of sin. I was reading just this week, Martin Luther wrote in 1525, he wrote a great work called The Bondage of the Will. And he is writing that in retaliation, if you will, on the fact that man, some men believe that man is basically good, that man can find his way back to God, that man somehow in his awful sinfulness would go in God's direction. But I love what Martin Luther said in that writing, The Bondage of the Will. He says, the Scriptures are like several armies opposed to that idea. In other words, anywhere you go in the Bible, it will tell you man is rotten, man is a sinner, man is under bondage of the condemnation of the sin that he's in. A.W. Pink, in his writing about God's sovereignty, said, the sinner is free. And so I first read that as Pink saying that he's, that man is free, that he can go to God if he wants to. Well, Pink continues on saying he is free, but he is free to go in only one direction, and that is in a downward spiral toward hell. He is in bondage, if you will, in our own ability. There is only one way you and I can go, and that is absolutely down to the pit, to the torment of the bondage that sin takes us in. I love how one writer put it. He said, it's almost like holding up an object and saying, this object is free. When I let go of it, it's free to go any direction it wants to go. It can do just whatever it wants to do, it can do that. And how many of you can tell me which way it's going to go when I let go of it? There's not a person in here that don't know it's going to go down. It's free to go however it wants to go, but it can't go but one way, because the nature that's in it is it's going to go down. And I'm thankful this morning that it is outlined to us through Barabbas. He is locked up in chains. He is bound by the sin that has caused him to be a prisoner. My name is Barabbas. You may be in here this morning, you do not know God. And it may seem like the worst news you've ever got, that you are bound in your sin and that there's nothing you can do about it. But I'm telling you, that is a good place to find yourself, unable, unwilling, and nothing about you even thinking about going in God's direction. That's where Barabbas is at. He is in a prison and he's unable to do anything about it. But not only his imprisonment, but I want us to notice his punishment. You know what was due to a man that had done the things that Barabbas had done? He was sure to die. In fact, it was not just any death that was waiting Barabbas, but it was the death of a cruel cross. That's what was waiting. In fact, you know that there was two other criminals that were in prison that were to die with him there that day. And one of them was by the name of Barabbas. He was guilty. He was a murderer. He was guilty of going against the government. And I remind you this morning that you and I, just like him, we are guilty. We were due that payment that was our just due, which in Romans 6 said, the wages of sin is death. And so every time the payment for sin is always death. It was not any different that day for this man by the name of Barabbas. He was about to get what was his just due. And that was death, and the death of the cross. After all, it was his crime that he had committed. It was his crown that he ought to be wearing. It was his cross that they had just put together. It was his confinement that he was in. It was his chastisement that he ought to be wearing. And I remind you this morning that in our just due, given what we ought to be given, as according to Romans 6, we ought to have been given death, and not just death in this natural body, but eternal damnation away from God forever. We, in our natural state, our name is Barabbas. And I can just hear Barabbas or hear think about putting myself in his shoes. No doubt you can think along with me this morning what must have been going through his mind as he hears that angry mob somewhere outside of the prison walls that he was in. No doubt he hears a commotion out in the distance, and he hears the nails being driven, putting that cross together. No doubt he hears a commotion of the crowd. And no doubt in some that right in the middle of that somewhere he heard Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. And that, I'm sure in his mind he's thinking, they're about to come get me and give me that I'm due. That I ought to be receiving because of the payment for my sin. And I don't know about you, but I can remember the very day that I was bound in my sin, that I was imprisoned in my shame, and I knew what I ought to get because how rotten I was. And if I'm just honest with you, there's not a one under the sound of my voice. In fact, Romans 2 and 3 says that there is none good, that there is none that is righteous. If we got every one of us this morning and lined us up and told about everything we had done that was good, it wouldn't amount to much. But the Bible says our righteousness is as filthy rags. If we got our righteousness and piled it up here this morning, you'd see a bunch of filthy rags. And I'm talking about until this day, there's nothing good about one of us. And if God were to come right now and say, I'm going to give you that you're just in your due, you know what you'd be lining up for? You'd be lining up for a cross, for a eternal punishment and damnation away from God forever. But I can just see Barabbas as he's there in his jail cell. He hears all the commotion. He hears them crying out, crucify him. Crucify him. No doubt in the middle of that he hears Barabbas. And he thinks they're about to come and get me. My life is about done. And I can remember when I was lost and without God thinking, if God were to come back right now, I'd spend eternity away from him. I would have that eternal payment that was due for me, which is death and damnation away from him forever. He was prisoned. There was punishment that was due to him for who he was and what he had done. Remember, his name was Barabbas, the son of a father. He was just a man that was in his sin. Exactly where you and I were in our lost natural state. I'm glad that the story does not end there. I want to spend a few minutes now looking at not only Barabbas and his prison, Barabbas and his punishment, but let's look at Barabbas and his pardon. When they come to his jail door there that day, he's heard them crying, crucify him. He's heard them crying, Barabbas, and he don't know what all has taken place. In the meantime, and they come and he hears that door open up and they come and say, come with us, Barabbas. And no doubt his head's hung down. He knows what's about to happen to him. And all of a sudden they say, you get to go free. And he says, why in the world do I get to go free? Well, during that time in Mark 15, it was during the time of Passover. And they could always release one prisoner who they wanted to release. And they said, well, it is time of Passover. And there's one that gets to go free. And there's one that's going to take your place. And his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no doubt Barabbas probably don't even understand what all was taking place. So he lines up with the rest of that mob. And he sees them start to take Jesus out of the town. And he sees them put that cross on him and the crown on him. And he's watching and saying, that ought to have been my crown. He sees them nail his hands to the cross. And he says, but he's hanging on my cross. That ought to have been mine. He sees him taking upon him the punishment and the wrath of God. And he says, that ought to have been mine. And as I look at that and think about the pardon that is given to Barabbas there, it's hard to even fathom what could have been going through his mind as he knew he was guilty. And all of a sudden they come and say, you get to go free because there's another one that's going to take your place. But I remind you this morning that my name is Barabbas, because one day I was in the bondage of sin. The punishment that was due to me was everlasting torment, the wrath of God being poured out upon me. But thank God, when justice called for me, thank God mercy answered. And I'm glad that day that I ought to have been taken out and beat and whipped and put in eternal torment away from God forever, I thank God that Christ Jesus stepped in my place, and the greatest exchange of all history took place. I love what Donald Barnhouse said. All of a sudden, the God of all glory gave to Barabbas that which he ought to have had, which was freedom. Walking free, the coolness of the air, no punishment, no wrath, no judgment. And all of a sudden, the King of all glory took upon him that was due Barabbas, which was the crown of thorns, the cross, the cruel punishment, the outflowing of the wrath of God upon him. The Bible says that he became sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. I don't understand all that, but I sure am thankful this morning. Amen. That just like Barabbas, he came to where I was. Amen. He did that for me that I did not deserve. He came to where I was that you and I might go to where he is. And I thank him for it this morning, don't you? I love what James Montgomery Boyce said. I wanted to quote this right. He said when he pictures that jailer coming to unlock the door cell and Barabbas thinks it's time for his execution to come, he hears that Christ has come to die instead of him. And stunned as he joins that parade, marching to Calvary, he watches as Jesus is crucified. He sees the cross lifted high into a place and knows that he is the one that ought to be dying thereupon. I like what Barnhouse said in closing to that thought. He says Christianity can be expressed in three phrases. I deserved hell. Jesus took my hell. There is nothing left for me except for his heaven. I love that thought. 2 Corinthians 5:21 said he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. John Piper said, if you see him this morning as the risen, as the crucified and risen Savior, and see him to be everything in your life, he said, you are a walking miracle. I wonder this morning how many walking miracles are in this place. You know without a shadow of a doubt that if you were given what you deserved for who you are and what you have done, you would deserve eternal wrath, eternal judgment, payment forever and forever and forever. But thank God, aren't you glad for the pardon that has come to where we are? He is our Passover. He is the one that stepped in and said, I'll take it on their behalf. I'll go to Calvary instead of the hymn. And my name, because of that, my name is Barabbas, son of a father. There's no doubt about it, everybody, under the sound of my voice this morning. We may look pretty and we may look nice and we may have dressed ourselves up well this morning, but in our flesh, we are nothing but Barabbas, son of our father. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Not one thing you can do about it. But there will be a whole lot of talk this week about love. About love. And we throw that word around sometimes very flippantly. But you know what we see in Mark 15? We see love. Love that came and stepped into our situation. We were in prison, prison that we had made for ourselves and deserved. The punishment was ours. It was our crown, our cross, our cruel punishment, our chastisement. Isaiah 53 says it was our chastisement that he had taken upon him. Thank God for the love of Christ that brought him into this world to step into our plunge into a lost eternity, lost without God. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, in prison, deserving of punishment, Christ died for us. If you're lost, in your lost condition, you are Barabbas. Every one of us came here saying, my name is Barabbas. But you know what? After the Gospels, after this, you don't find the name of Barabbas mentioned anymore. I don't know what happened to him. I like to think that he got saved and walked on living for God. I don't know how his story ended, but I do know how mine's ending. 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. No longer is my name Barabbas. In my humanity, there's nothing I can do about being the son of a father. But I'm glad this morning that now he calls me the Son of God. Now, if it ever gets a hold of you just right, you'll have to find you a place and crawl off and thank him for what he's done for you. I'm glad that when I deserved the punishment of everlasting torment, he came and stopped my plunge. And in doing so, he changed my name. My name was Barabbas. And in my humanity, it always will be. But thank God he came, and in that inner man, my name is the Son of God. What love. What love he hath bestowed upon us that we should be called. Those of us that were guilty, now the sons of God. Those of us that were the sons of a father. Those of us that carried in us Our humanity, and I mean everywhere we turn, we bumped into ourselves. Living out our prison, living out our punishment. But aren't you thankful this morning for the Passover, the pardon, and the fact that now he has bestowed upon us a new name. I want us to all stand this